We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Good morning, USA!
Yo!
Charlemagne the God!
Peace to the planet, it's Tuesday!
Yes, it's Tuesday. Good morning.
Man, what's happening? How'd your colonoscopy turn out?
You know what? Well, first of all, cancer-free. Drop a bomb for myself.
No polyps?
I did have a couple of polyps.
Oh, so they had to remove polyps from your butt,
too? They had to remove polyps from my butt.
You had to get polyps out of your nose when you got your nose job.
Yes.
And now you got polyps out of your butt.
That's right. I had.
So when you fart, it's going to sound different? Because your voice definitely sounds different.
Yeah, it probably definitely going to sound a little different. So I had two polyps that they removed, and they'll send out to see if it's precancerous, meaning that at one time, can it actually, you know, turn into cancer. So they'll check that out. But as of right now, cancer free, no irritation, no redness, no nothing. Everything looked good. The doctor said I did the prep great. He was able to go right in.
That's beautiful. I mean, tell him you got years of experience.
Yes,
I'm sure. But I didn't have no polyps. I didn't have no polyps, no redness, no irritation, no cancer. So God bless.
Yeah, so.
You're good, though.
Yeah, I'm good. Cancer free. So, you know, I did after. You know, after the procedure, I looked in the doctor's eyes to see if I would be aroused. I wasn't aroused like you were.
Well, why would you be looking in the doctor's eyes?
Because you looked in your doctor's eyes after your procedure, and you was aroused. No. I wasn't aroused.
I was aroused when I came to, period.
I'm sure you were.
Had nothing to do with looking in the doctor's eyes. To be honest with you, I couldn't tell you what none of them doctors look like right now. If I saw them doctors walking down the street, I could not say, that's the doctor that gave me a colonoscopy.
that was in your butt, you couldn't remember?
I would not remember at all. I just know it was a woman. Like two women, two guys. It was balanced.
Now the anesthesia that they gave you is the same anesthesia that they were giving Michael Jackson.
I don't know nothing about that.
No, I asked yesterday, and they were like, "That's the same anesthesia that."
How you know we went to the same place?
Well, they probably give everybody the same anesthesia.
They gave you the one that goes right to your vein in the IV.
Yes,
and you was out in seconds.
Yes.
I need more of that then. See, Michael wasn't on that anesthesia. I think Michael was on drugs.
No, they said it was the same anesthesia. Remember, the doctor used to go to Michael's house and put Michael to sleep.
I thought they were giving Michael a drug. Maybe they gave him too much. But
yeah.
I can tell you one thing. I can tell you why Michael liked it. That anesthesia was amazing.
It's funny. I was trying to wait. I was like, let me see if I'm going to go to sleep. Next thing I know, they're like, sir, it's over.
Exactly.
I was like, damn, that was great.
In seconds.
Yes, in seconds. But everything is crystal clear.
Now you got me Googling to see goddamn Michael Jackson.
Like I told you guys yesterday, make sure you go out and get tested. You know, you just want to make sure you're safe, you're healthy, and everything's okay. Because colon cancer is something that can be treated and prevented.
That's right.
If you catch it early. So
I have like a 90% 90% what's the word? 90% preventable.
Preventable.
Great.
If you catch it early. That's
yes.
right.
Yes.
All right. Now
Propofol? Mm-hmm. That's what we had? Propofol?
Yeah, Propofol.
Wow.
Yeah. It's the same one they gave Michael. I asked. Well, she actually told me.
That ain't nothing to tell somebody before you put them to sleep, by the way. Don't ever tell me that you're giving me the same anesthesia that Michael Jackson had. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Don't tell me that.
I was asking so many questions. You know you ask a lot of questions when you're nervous. You just start asking questions. Well, what about this? Well, what about that?
Nah.
And this is what really scared me. When you do the checklist, one of the things is, so do you have a living will? I'm like, why are you going to ask me that after you go in my butt? Like, why are you going to ask me that?
And the fact that they don't let nobody come in there with you.
Yes.
I don't like that.
But the procedure was fine. It was easy, no problems.
The prep was the hardest part, right?
The prep was the hardest part.
I told you, the prep was going to be the hardest part.
Now, we got a special guest joining us today, Ben Jealous.
We do, maybe.
Ben Jealous.
Yes. Well,
yes.
It's pre-taped because he got a new book out called...
Never forget our people were always free.
Were free. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think we got a special guest co-host this morning, too. I'm not sure, but they're not here yet.
It was supposed to be.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I don't want to say their name.
I don't want to say their name either yet. Huh?
Oh, she's on the way? Oh, Lala. Lala will be joining
us. Lala Leezy?
Yeah, Lala Leezy.
Lala Anthony will be joining us?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
She's a little late.
All right.
But it's all right.
It's all good.
All right, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, man. It's just, shooting after shooting.
Do we even have to talk about it?
Yes.
America ain't going to do nothing about it. So what's the point?
Alright, another mass shooting. We'll get to it next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Alright, now there was another mass shooting out in California. Now, I'ma let the Sergeant Paul, I'ma let him describe what happened and everything.
We got called 1253. The initial call said that there were multiple people shot and injured. First officers here did find three people with gunshot injury. Two of them were in very critical condition. The officers at the scene did perform CPR until the medics were able to get here, get them up to the hospital. Those two people, both students, are dead now at the hospital. The third person, who is an employee of the school, is in serious condition and going into surgery.
All right, so that was one shooting. That was in Des Moines, right? Now, there was another shooting, seven dead, one injured in a Half Moon Bay mass shooting. This was a mushroom farm.
Upon arrival, deputies located four victims deceased with gunshot wounds. A fifth victim, also suffering from a gunshot wound, was transported to Stanford Medical Center with life-threatening injuries.
A short time later, three additional victims were found, shot to death, on the 2100 block of Cabrillo Highway South. Both crime scenes were mushroom growing operations. Investigators soon named 67-year-old Zhao Chun Li, who is believed to have worked at one of the farms, as their suspect for all the shootings. NBC Bay Area News has learned that Zhao, at the first location, shot three of his victims in the trailers where they lived, next to the field where they worked, and then gunned down two others in the field itself.
Jesus Christ.
That one was in Iowa and that one was in California.
So listen, does America just accept this is part of our culture? Are guns like bad weather at this point? Is this something we should just expect every now and then? Like, should we just expect a mass shooting every now and then? Because we've been to countries where there is no gun culture and it takes, you know, generations to not have a culture of guns. Just like it takes generations to foster a culture of guns. Do we just accept this is who we are at this point?
I mean, yeah.
Because I don't see any other solution. Yeah. Like, it's embedded in American culture since the days of the Wild Wild West. Cowboys and Indians, cops and robbers. You know, it's all over TV, all in the music, all in the movies. We are a country that has the right to bear arms. We 2A all day, which I exercise and believe in. But it's because I'm not putting mine away knowing that everybody else has them. So do we just accept this is who we are and just build around that? Does every single place where there's a mass amount of people need metal detectors and armed security? I think so.
Yeah, but, you know, California is like New York, which is very difficult to get a firearm. So the fact that this gentleman had a firearm, I wonder if he got it illegally. I wonder if it was a licensed firearm. But we got to get these guns off the streets, man.
Yeah, I don't know anything about California gun laws. Mm-hmm. And yes, you're right. We do need to get the guns off the street, but we're not. Right. You know what I mean? Because it's just as much, probably more illegal guns on the street than it is legal guns.
So what do we do? Do we just accept it? You can't have metal detectors at every job.
You should. I think you should have metal detectors any place that a person has to walk into. Everywhere. It should be metal detectors. People should be getting wanded down. Like
most of these businesses can't afford it.
Man.
They can't afford it. Most of these businesses are barely surviving. So to have a security guard there or to have metal detectors there,
or maybe that should be a government mandate. They're already taking all our tax dollars. Why not treat every place like the airport? Especially schools.
That means if you go to a place like Sephora, they would have to have metal detectors. If you go to a place to McDonald's, they would have to have metal detectors.
Better safe than sorry. I mean, we're looking around the country.
We can never afford that. The country can never afford that.
Well, we're looking around the country, and we see it going down everywhere. So all of those places you just named, you know, those are places that you go in nowadays, and you're probably watching your back just because you don't know who the shooter could possibly be.
All right. Well, that is front page news. Sorry I didn't have anything happy for you guys. Get it off your chest.
You try.
800, I definitely did. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest.
Keep calling.
800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
It's Rich from Florida.
Rich, what up? Get it off your chest.
Yeah, man, I'm just calling about, you know, what you and Charlamagne was talking about earlier.
What's that?
Not being able to have guns in certain places.
Uh-huh.
It sounds like a good concept as far as, you know, metal detectors and winding people down, but I legally carry. So what does that mean for me? So I can't watch my own back when I walk into some place now because I have to worry about someone else trying to watch my back for me, security or something. No, no thanks.
No, that's true. What state you calling from?
It's in Virginia.
So that's
Florida.
Florida.
Florida is definitely open carry state.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not an open carry. It's legally carry. You know?
Legally carry. Yeah, you have a concealed license. I got a concealed license in Florida.
Yeah, and I'd rather trust myself with, you know, watching my own back than have the security watch my back. I'm sorry.
I get what you're saying.
I'm not mad at you for that either.
Thank you, brother. Hello, who's this?
It's Courtney from Grand Rapids, Michigan. What's happening?
Courtney, what up, though? Get it off your chest.
What up, though? I wanted to send some positive energy this morning. But Envy, you said that we don't have enough money in America for metal detectors at every store?
Every business? I don't think so.
We definitely got enough money for it. We just spend the money in the wrong places, on the wrong things.
That's what I'm talking about. Listen, man, we just sent all them billions of dollars to Ukraine, and we're talking about we don't got no money for ourselves. Come on, man.
That's right. We got it. We just don't spend it on us.
Hello, who's this?
This is Sha.
Sha, what up? Get it off your chest.
Yeah, the colonoscopy you did, I had to do one, but I didn't do the colonoscopy. I did a Cologuard.
What the hell is that?
What is a Cologuard?
A Cologuard is when you just poop in a jar and put the liquid in and send it in.
I
never heard of that.
I think somebody cloned you, baby. They just needed a little DNA sample from you.
No. You know, there's commercials for it and everything. That's how I heard about it. And they said, as long as I don't have no history of colon cancer, I can go and do the Cologuard.
Yeah,
so
they didn't offer that option.
Did you poop in the toilet and take it out the toilet and then put it in the jar?
That's No. The jar goes on the toilet.
Oh.
Oh.
Lala's here, by the way.
That's Lala Anthony.
That's Lala's here, by the way.
Jumping in the poop combo.
I'm just curious on how it works.
I never heard that one.
Mm-mm, look it up.
Okay, and so when you send it in and then they call you with your results?
They call me with negative. Mine was negative.
Okay.
They send me a letter in the mail.
I think you need a second opinion, Queen.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. That sounds crazy.
Where you from?
No, go. Georgia.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mama. I'm going to look it up, though.
It's called a Cologuard.
Cologuard. All right.
Cologuard.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. Lala's here.
Lala Anthony is here. She's out there home this morning.
That's right. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
oldest girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by oldest girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken, Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two, Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a new day.
This is your time to get it off your chest.
Wake up.
Whether you're mad or blessed.
It's time to get up and get something.
Call up now. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
That's Nick, the trucker out of Plant City.
Nick, what up? Get it off your chest.
Hey, I want to talk about that time I seen you at the airport, Envy.
What airport you see me at?
At the Tampa Airport in Florida. You had on white jeans and a giant jersey.
Dominican. Classic Dominican look.
I did not have on white
jeans.
Lala,
is that not the classic Dominican look in New York?
It's pretty classic.
I did not have on no damn white jeans and
white
no Giants
jeans
jersey.
And a giant blue Giants jersey.
Nah, that's how I know it was you. Because when you dapped me up and gave me a hug, you got paint all over my fresh white tee.
Wow. Because of the Beijing.
Oh, my goodness. Nick, goodbye,
wow,
man.
I knew it was you. Hey, let me shout out my wife real quick.
Bad, Nick.
Hey, our anniversary is next month on the 14th. I just want to say happy early anniversary, babe. We 10 years in, trying to see 50 more. That's and I'm a truck driver, but I ain't going to do it for you, Envy, because y'all made fun of my horn the last time.
Oh, blow your horn. Pause.
You got to stop telling
Nah, you made fun of it the last time.
Blow it. Let me hear it. Pause.
Stop telling men to blow, bro.
Yeah, that's why we made fun of that little ass horn. That's why you're making fun of me, that little ass. You better get a bigger truck. That's what you need.
Hey, you owe me $5 for a new white tee. That's what it is.
Goodbye, man. Hello, who's this?
How you doing, man? This is Robert in Jacksonville, Florida. I'd like to thank y'all for motivating me, keeping my head up. I started my own business, and I'd like to thank y'all for that.
Okay, what's your business, bro?
I have a junk removal business. I do eviction trash outs, and I basically pick up debris and any junk that you're trying to get rid of, like mattresses,
sofas,
stuff like that you're throwing out. I pick it up and I haul it to the dump.
That's a big business, and if it's some good stuff, you resell it, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's called the Get It Gone, guys. I'm in Jacksonville, Florida.
Congratulations, brother.
Yes, sir. Can I give my business a shout out and leave my number on the line for some business?
Go ahead, man.
Yes, Mr. Get It Gone, guys. The phone number is 904-489-6824. 904-489-6824 to Get It Gone, guys. We do all your junk removal and items you're trying to get removed.
All right, brother.
Yes, sir.
All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can holler at us. Now, we got rumors on the way.
We got Lala Anthony here. We're going to bring Lala into the mess.
You want to do these rumors?
That scares me, but it is a lot of stuff going on.
Now, Lala started in radio, so this is what she does. This is easy for her. So where you starting, Lala? This is just a tease. Where you want to go?
I mean, I definitely want to talk about Shannon Sharp apologizing after what happened at the Lakers game.
Okay.
That was a little crazy. And there's some divorce on the horizon with MC Light, and she gets to keep her music catalog. So I want to know how she did that.
All right.
Now, Lala, don't do the rumors if you don't
just
want to.
Just a little tease.
No, I want to. There's a couple things here I want to.
Lala's here, and rumors on the way. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got our guest host joining us this morning. Lala's
here.
Lalizzy.
Good morning.
How you feeling, La?
I feel good.
It's early. Good.
No, it's early, but I got my energy now.
It's not early for you. You be on sets this early.
I know, but I always go to sleep so late.
All right. Well,
so
let's get to the rumors. This is where we tease the rumors. Give them a little tease.
All right, cool. So a tease is there's a lot going on. Shannon Sharp apologizes for what happened at the Lakers game. That was a whole crazy situation. Bethune-Cookman students are protesting after Ed Reed was fired as a head football coach. That's another interesting, complicated, crazy situation, and some huge announcements for Girls Trip 2.
Hold on.
Rumor has it. Call out a name, or you gossiping, or you chatty patty.
I'm gossiping.
This is the Rumor Report.
I mean, I guess we on The Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Yes.
Right.
On The Breakfast Club.
Now give it to us, La.
All
Pause.
Right, so Shannon.
What's wrong with you, man?
Give it to us, Lala. All right, so Shannon Sharp apologizes after heated exchange at the Lakers game goes viral. I was absolutely wrong. So, I mean, it's no secret. We all know what happened at the game. Listen, sports are competitive. We know that. What I saw at that NBA game, I feel like I see all the time at my son's AAU games and everything like that.
I still don't know what was happening, though. Who was Shannon sticking up for?
So he was actually talking smack with Dylan.
Okay.
They were going back and forth, and it just escalated. I mean, it escalated to a place it didn't need to go to, but people, they're competitors.
Have you ever got like that at a game?
Yes.
With players?
Not with players.
Okay.
With fans, but I'm saying I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
Maybe not to the extent where, you know, nationally televised and the whole, with someone in the stands to that extent, and someone like Shannon Sharp, because you would feel like Shannon Sharp is a competitor. He understands this happens, so he's not going to take it there. But he got caught up in the emotions of the game, and I think it's cool that he was mature enough to apologize. Like you said, he was sorry. He issued a great apology. Can we play the apology?
Mm-hmm.
I want to apologize for my behavior, and I take full responsibility for what transpired. It does not matter what Dylan Brooks said or how many times he said it. I was wrong. I should have lowered the temperature in the arena. Instead, I turned the temperature up and I let it get out of hand. First of all, I want to apologize to the Lakers organization. I apologize for any harm or unwanted attention that I brought to your organization. I want to apologize to the fans that were in attendance and the fans that watched on television, because that's not what you paid for and that's not what you tuned in to watch. I want to apologize to the Memphis Grizzlies. More specifically, I want to apologize to Dylan Brooks. He is a fierce competitor, and seeing him up close, I get a sense of why he is what he is and how he's wired the way he's wired. Bruh, I apologize. I wish you the best of luck the rest of the season and continued success.
I respect it.
Oh, come on. That's so mature. And
I respect
just,
it.
I think he handled that.
Why didn't they throw him out the game? Why didn't the Lakers throw him? If that would have been anybody else, they would have...
There was no fight or anything like
that. They were standing up and arguing when you stopped the game. They had to stop the game.
And he was arguing with other players. If he was probably arguing with a Laker, they probably kicked him out. Arguing with another team, they don't give a damn.
Yeah, you're right.
He was arguing with the opposite team.
I do want to see Shannon get like that with Skip Bayless just one time, though.
Yeah.
I need him to have that smoke with Skip Bayless just one time.
Now
once.
That?
Yeah, just
now
once.
Now that right there, that's it right
that's
there.
That's all. Mm-hmm. I just need him to get broken up and pulled away from Skip Bayless just one once.
I feel like at one point in my life, I even had a Twitter exchange with Skip Bayless. I don't remember exactly, mm-hmm. but I feel like I said something during the height of some melodrama, and I was just like, yeah.
Oh, you're going to flip on somebody soon. I see it coming.
You see it?
Because the little man out there playing now. You
Cayenne
know what I mean?
Is a different
That's
story. Like, it's different when it's your child. Yeah. It's different, and I'm mature, and I understand, but when it's your child... That's a whole different.
That's right.
Look at you.
That's
a whole Look at different. You. Pulling your ponytail already. she already pulling her ponytail.
That's a whole Vaseline. That's a whole different thing. But Shannon did handle that the right way. I mean, he apologized and everybody moved forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he said amazing things. Are we ready to go to the next one?
Yeah.
So, curious to hear everybody's take on this whole Bethune-Cookman situation. So now the students are protesting after Ed Reed was fired as a head football coach. And now they're coming out with everything. They're bringing all the dirt, mm-hmm. literally dirt out. They're talking about the campus mold, the rat problems. Envy just showed me a picture of one of the dorms there and just how...
The doors, yeah,
the
look
doors,
crazy.
How crazy everything looks. So there's protests going on. The students are really, really upset about everything. I want to kind of just open it up to us in here. What are our thoughts on that?
Well, I went to Bethune-Cookman, I think, a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. I actually broadcasted from there. I don't know if you remember, Charlamagne. I broadcasted mm-hmm. there with some of the students, and they showed me a lot of love. But, you know, when you visit, a lot of times, they're only going to show you the good parts and the good sides of the school. But a lot of these HBCUs are underfunded. They don't have the money. Mm-hmm. It's hard for them to, you know, renew some of the stuff that they have to renew. I tell everybody all the time, I don't think my dorm at Hampton has air conditioning to this day. Wow. I think you still have to open a window. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's one of those things. We need more alumni donating, giving back, and we need the schools to fix these problems. I understand some problems, but mold is a problem that can make the students sick. Like,
right,
that should
course.
Be fixed immediately.
Of
and I
course.
Think that's what Ed Reed was talking about, that we need to make sure these HBCUs are funded well and these students are all right.
Yeah, we right. need to have a real conversation about HBCUs. We were having it, especially after, you know, Dion left Jackson State, but we mm-hmm. know for a fact that the state and federal government underfund HBCUs. Like
Correct.
The state and federal government owe these institutions millions and millions of dollars. You know what I mean? And I mean, yes, I would love to see alumni, you know, giving back to HBCUs more, but that's a whole other conversation
that
about,
is.
You know, the wealth gap disparity right. in this country. A lot of people that went to HBCU simply don't have it.
Correct.
You know what I mean? And you
are
can't
still
just,
paying their loans back.
That's right. And you can't just rely on alumni to keep a school going.
Because I went to Howard.
Sorry.
I didn't go long.
Sorry.
The
Sorry.
Real HU.
Sorry.
So I didn't go there long. I went mm-hmm. for like two semesters, but I did go to Howard. And when students were complaining about Howard, I would see little things like to what Charlamagne is talking about, like people like, Lala, what are you going to do about it? Or, you know, different alumni that went to the school, like, mm-hmm. what are you guys going to do about it? Mm-hmm. And it's just a tricky situation because I would love to do something about it. Then it's like, well, what do you do and how do you go about it? Not making excuses, because there should be meetings and collective conversations to figure out
That's
how
right.
to come together and fix the problem. But
HBCUs are chronically underfunded,
yeah.
and black institutions pay higher rates than white universities to borrow money, which affects operating budgets and cash flow.
Yeah, because okay. like I was telling live behind the scenes, I just took my son to Holy Cross over the weekend, mm-hmm. which is in Worcester, Massachusetts, and that facility was amazing. Small school, only 3,000 students, but they're building new townhouses, building new buildings. They were saying they have like $300 million in funds that they can use.
Wow. They probably get huge endowments. HBCUs
yes.
don't get big endowments
yes.
like that.
And some of these HBCUs have more than 3,000 students, and they have not nearly the same.
Not even close.
Their football program, they have all types of machines that actually make sure the students don't get injured, they don't get hurt. And I'm like, damn, this had never happened in an HBCU, which is difficult. It's hard.
Faculty salaries, scholarships, research, expansion, day-to-day operations, all of that gets reduced, you know, when you have small endowments that these HBCUs are getting.
Correct.
The school, that school you just talked about probably gets a huge endowment every year.
I'm sure. All right. Well, that is your rumor report. We got more with Lala. You're going to do more next hour?
Yeah, we got more. It's a lot going on.
All right. Now, we got front page news coming up. We got to talk about TJ Holmes again. Why you say it like that?
What are you doing? I don't even know what he's doing.
All right. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Looking to turn a small bet into a big payday? With DraftKings Sportsbook Same Game Parlays, you can pocket more cash when you combine multiple bets from one game. Download the app, sign up with code ENVY, that's ENVY, and get a special offer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ ENVY, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got our guest host, Lala, here.
What's
good morning,
up?
Lala.
Good morning, good morning.
Let's get in some front page news. Now, a wife has been arrested for shooting her terminally ill husband in Florida. Now, they're saying her name is Ellen. She told the police that her and her husband had a pact that if he got terminally sick, that he didn't want to, you know, go through the process being in the hospital and, you know, getting all the medicine in him. He just wanted to go. And that's what she did. She allegedly granted his wishes and she killed him.
Don't they do that for you, though? Don't they do the assisted suicides in situations like that?
Well, this was the thing. She was supposed to kill him and then kill herself. But she killed him, and then she was going to turn the gun on herself, but decided she couldn't go through with it.
She reneged on her death.
So she didn't keep her end of the bargain.
That's right. She did not keep her end of the bargain. So she was arrested.
For breach of contract.
Well, for killing her husband.
Oh.
Now, Amy Robach, you know, in the TJ Holmes situation. Now, allegedly, they're a couple now. He cheated on his wife with her. Well, she's saying now that she was blindsided by the extent of TJ Holmes' alleged affairs.
See
she
what
said
I'm
she
saying?
Had no
Boy!
Idea.
That's why you black men better stay away from white women.
Romances.
Oh, my God.
What? Say that again. I haven't talked to her.
She said she had no idea the scope of TJ's alleged past office romances.
Really? Boy, this is why you black men got to stay away from white women.
So wait. Just so I'm up to date. It's coming out now that he's done this with...
Other
allegedly,
women.
He had an affair with an intern and...
Oh.
Allegedly, some other people that worked there. And she said she had no idea that this was happening.
Listen, I'm not saying that didn't happen.
But she's
happen.
Still with him.
Well, I think she is. Getting, yeah, we don't
getting,
know yet.
It's getting shaky.
Yeah, it's getting shaky.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that didn't happen with TJ, but I want an investigation opened against Amy as well. Because how do we know TJ was the first person in the workplace that Amy got with? We don't. Because in a situation like that, the black man gets demonized and the white woman doesn't. Now, all of a sudden, she didn't know about the scope of what he was doing in the workplace. Come
yeah,
on,
I don't,
man.
I don't like that.
I don't like it either.
It's got to be fair across the board.
Yeah, so... Well, let's...
Boy, she just flipped on
him. Yeah, what did she flip?
Wow.
That's
she flip?
What I'm saying.
That
she's
is
out.
Crazy, boy.
That's looking shaky? Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, because she's going to keep her job, and she's going to keep her situation, and he's not. But I thought they had a lawsuit together against ABC.
Well, that was before all that other information coming out about him having alleged affairs with other
Trust
people
me,
and
they
interns.
Sat her down privately and mm-hmm. said, listen, you sure you want to do this? Because we can make this probably work more in your favor if you... That's what that
yeah,
sounds
absolutely.
Like to me.
Absolutely.
Because I would think that in a workplace, right, conversations might be happening, mm-hmm. right? Like amongst women, maybe. And sometimes those conversations could be like, you know, homie over there packing or something like that. And then it makes other people want to see for themselves.
Well, yeah, well,
maybe.
Of course. People always have those kind of conversations.
Just saying.
Envy, why are you looking like
why
that?
Why does he always have to go to the homie over there is packing? Like, you always go there. I'm just curious.
Well, how do women say it?
That is.
Why don't you let La say it? Why don't you say La? What do y'all usually say?
How do women say it?
That's better.
Be like, yo. Word is, he got a big...
Yeah.
It sounds better for a lot of you, all right?
What you mean? Yeah.
Or they'll be like, you see the pants? You see the gray sweatpants? You see what's going on?
Yeah,
like,
I never got that.
Yeah, you never got that.
Nah, I never got
do
that.
Do you wear gray that. Sweatpants?
I do.
He does all the time.
No
he never
reason.
Got that. It's always like...
What is that little thing?
Nobody's ever said
for no reason.
Thing,
I wish I had
no, man, nobody said
nobody said
no, I wish I had some cleavage down there. Some friend of some.
Well, let's open up the phone lines, all right? 800-585-1051. No, not about gray sweatpants. Not about little peepees. That's you. But we're talking about shooting your shot in different places. Of course, allegedly TJ Holmes and Amy Robach, he shot his shot at their job. Now, watching BMF, Southside T shot his shot with Lala at work. Let's hear it, the audio.
Long night, huh?
Nah, I just need these shades to look at you, sunshine.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our special guest host joining us this morning. Lala's here.
Good morning. Right.
And we're asking, is it an inappropriate place to shoot your shot?
Now, behind the scenes, Lala reminded us that we're both married, and she said we've forgotten what it's like out here in these streets. So Lala is Steph Curry with her shot. She's shooting from anywhere, she says.
So where's the craziest place you shot your shot, or somebody shot your shot?
I don't believe you still shooting shots, Lala.
I'm very confident. If I have to, I will.
Mm-hmm. I believe people shooting shots at you.
They do, but I'm just saying, like, it's nothing wrong if a female sees something they like to approach or put something out there. Like, sometimes females don't want to do that, and they feel like the guy always has to be the one pursuing. Like, it's okay. Sometimes a guy might not think you're interested or whatever, even give him a shot. So I'm saying there's a certain way you go about it. Just put a little something out there and see what happens.
Okay, what does a little something from Lyle look like? I need to know.
I would just be like, you know, hey, it's really nice to meet you.
Hey,
like, it's
really
just how
nice
I say
you.
It. It's the tone in my voice.
Hey, it's really nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm Lala. It's really, really nice to
meet
you.
As you look him up and down,
it's really, really nice to meet you. And then, depending on his, we're like, well, it's really nice to meet you too. Then I'm like, all right, we might got something here. Mm-hmm. Like, you just gotta fill it out. Why are you looking at me?
I'm like,
that?
Damn, the bar is that low. This is a simple greeting.
Hi,
yes,
hi, my name is.
No, but I'm saying I have to have an interest. Okay. Is what I'm saying. So I'm like, okay, let me just see, or just like conversation, like talking to somebody. It just happens. You just know when it's a vibe.
Okay, so what's inappropriate? You at a game, watching your son play. Is that inappropriate?
You know what I've realized?
Because your son's balling, you're watching, and somebody in your ear.
No, that would annoy me. But here's the thing, and my cousin Dice and I talk about this all the time.
Salute to Dice.
If you're not interested, it's always inappropriate. So the thing is, no, it's true. Because look, let me tell you something. I could give you a scenario. If you're into somebody, it'll be the greatest thing you've ever heard. If you're not into them or not interested, it's the worst thing you ever heard. Yeah. So it's all based on your interest, because if a guy that a girl was feeling at a basketball game is like, yo, I know your son's playing, but maybe after, can we have... You would be so into it. If it's a guy you have no interest in, you would be like, get away from me right now. My son's on the court. So any scenario works if you have interest in the person.
Damn, that's a good point. You can be Steph Curry with the shot if the woman is into you.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Robin.
Robin, good morning.
Good morning.
You sound like you pull up from half court.
Nah, I just got to, you know, I just finished eating breakfast and everything.
Okay.
We're talking inappropriate times to shoot your shot. You got one for us, bro?
Well, I think, I be shooting my shot on the internet a lot. Rihanna and a lot of, like, celebrities on the side. Like, I feel like Rihanna not really paying me no attention.
Really?
Really?
Really? Rihanna? What? Wow. Yeah, okay. What? You shooting from outside the stadium, sir.
I mean, but I feel, you know what I feel like? I feel like we kind of like neighborly, like not just me and her. I'm not talking about me and her specifically. I'm talking about everybody like in the world. Like we got like this neighborly like school thing going on.
Nope.
Who, you and Lyle?
No. I hear what he's saying. That's the problem with the internet. They think just because they can at you.
Yeah, because then people feel like they know you, or they just feel it like it's too much of an open door policy.
See, but the internet is not too bad because you can shoot your shot and you don't get turned down as bad. Remember, you can shoot your shot with everybody. And if they don't hit you back, you don't feel as bad.
Bro, that's shooting in the dark. If you DMing Rihanna, you're shooting in the dark.
He's shooting in the dark.
Pitch black. You don't even know that's a basketball in your hand.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, what's up? This is Jonathan from Miami.
Jonathan from Miami.
How you doing? I tell shooting a shot. I don't think anyone should shoot their shot at a funeral.
At a funeral?
I mean...
Yeah, you should not shoot your shot at a funeral.
I mean, that's kind of a cool place because the person going to need a shoulder to cry
on. If you think about it, because you're upset, you can put your arm around him, you can hug him.
Right.
Very vulnerable.
And it's a way you would go about that. Like, it would just be like, hey, you know, I'm so sorry for your loss. If you ever need anything, just know I'm a phone call away or something like that.
I'm going to shoot my shot of a different kind. I want to invite you all to my class to speak to my students, my entrepreneurship students, and the Black Male Media Project.
Not married.
I thought he was really shooting this shot. I'm like, I'm not interested, bro. Like,
I'm gonna put you on hold.
Oh, I get what he's doing now. Okay, I was confused.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on, man? It's Breon.
Dion, what's
up? Dion.
Breon.
Oh, Breon.
Breon, what's up?
Notice it's all guys calling in, by the way.
We talking shoot your shot, bro. Yeah. What's the inappropriate place to shoot your shot?
Man, there's no such thing as an inappropriate spot, man. If she looks, she took.
Uh-huh. That goes back to what Lala was saying. Lala was saying that if a person has interest, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter where it goes down at.
All right. 800-585-1051. Where's it inappropriate? I think any guy's going to say there's no place inappropriate. A guy's going to shoot a shot regardless.
I think a funeral is inappropriate depending on who dead.
What you mean?
That too.
Like if it's like my parents' funeral.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But like Lala said, where am I going to get that opportunity again?
I just came to town. It's like I said, you say enough that is not inappropriate, but if the person has any type of interest, it's enough. Like when I said at a funeral, hey, I just want to express my condolences. I'm so sorry for your loss. If you ever need anything, I'm here. You can always give me a call. Like that still feels safe.
Right.
But if there's interest, once the grief in it is like, oh, he did say I could just give him a call. You know, I'm like, you know what I mean?
Even if there's interest in a funeral, you'd be like, I'm glad you came.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
It's really, really nice to meet you.
Oh, so depending on the number of reallys.
It's really, really nice to meet you.
Okay.
800-585-1051. We're talking inappropriate places to shoot your shot. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage. A 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh,
yeah. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Call me. And your opinion to the Breakfast Club top. Come on. 800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Lala's here. She's our guest host for a couple of days. Now, we're asking inappropriate places to shoot your shot. Now, Lala says anywhere, anybody could get it. If she's feeling them, she's feeling them. It is what it is.
Lala shooting from the locker room if she got to. Lord have mercy.
Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is Jay from Brooklyn.
All right, Jay. What's an inappropriate place, bro?
I don't know if it's really an inappropriate place to, try to get to somebody. That might not ever have that chance again. I'm going through something like that right now myself. But
what do you mean?
An opportunity, but I don't take it.
Explain. Tell us the story.
I'm a cab driver, or chauffeur driver, rather. I pick this girl up every morning for work. You know, she's a teacher. She fly. She look good. Everything, all of the above. You know, but I don't know if she'd like me back.
Come on, man. You're supposed to be Most Deaf and Brown Sugar with this one.
Yeah.
I am, but, you know, Uncle Charlotte, man, she's fine. But she, you know, she makes a little friend.
Tell her that.
Did you say anything at all? Did you say, I really, really nice to meet you?
Really, whatever.
Well, I flirt with her. I do text her, but I don't know if I'm in the friend zone or not.
You don't know if you're what?
If I'm in the friend zone. If you do call me five, I'm going to pick her up right now for work.
If she's got you picking her up every morning.
And texting you?
Yeah.
That's a little more than the friend zone.
Yeah.
Well, he's a cab driver,
bro. Yeah, but the same cab driver every morning?
No, he said, but they text. Like, it's not like she's just texting 501 pickup time.
Right now.
And what did she say?
It says, good morning.
Hold on.
She's going to say right now. Wait, don't say right now. Hey, you working? And I'm going to say, yeah, I'm on my way to pick up.
What time is she going to be in the car? Because what you can do is...
you can
express that you like her over the radio and then have the radio on.
Bro, she gonna probably be in the car no later than like 7:40.
Alright, we got you.
I got you at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Alright, we got you. We're gonna play this around 7:40.
What's her name?
Denise.
Tell Denise you like her.
Sure.
Tell her.
Denise, you know, this is Jay. I pick you up every morning. I like you a lot. I know that. I expect you. I'm gonna pick you up all the time.
I'd like to pick you up for something else other than to take you to work.
Take you to work.
Maybe
I
want
to go out on a date.
There you go. Oh. Tell you have another car other than a cab.
No, my cab, my car. I got an SOT 2018.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh.
2018. All right, okay. Baller.
Oh, so you ride share?
Yeah, I do. I do chauffeur. I got a couple.
Cause it's not about you, Charlamagne. It's about Denise.
I'm just
keep going.
Ride share. That's all. Okay, tell him Denise.
But yeah, I want to check out the car mind. I spoke to her about this already. She actually was like, you know, when you want to go, just let me know. I'll go with you. I don't know if that was some friend stuff. Bro, come on.
Lala, tell him something.
No, that's not a friend thing. There's interest there, so you better take that opportunity. No girl is just hanging out with somebody just because. It sounds like it's interest there.
But let me ask you one question. No disrespect, brother. You said she's fine. Describe yourself right one time.
Envy's interested.
Yeah, shut up, okay?
I'm full dread, you know, brown skin, got no facial hair.
How much you weigh?
I got a beard.
This is what you do when you
how
get...
How much you weigh? Find out how much you weigh.
Oh, I weigh like 158, 160.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
When she get in this car this morning, say, good morning, it's really nice to see you.
And then, really, really nice to see you.
And then count her reallys.
when she
sends it back to you and see what happens.
All right, say that.
We playing this for you at 7:40, though.
Good luck, bro.
Yo, this is crazy. All right, I know I'm going to get it. I know it's going to work.
Good luck.
Good luck.
All right, bro.
All right, man.
Okay, can I just say something?
Sure.
So here's a prime example. That's a prime example. Now, if she is interested, let's say the radio comes on, she'll be calling all her friends like, this is so crazy and so sweet. If she's not interested, it's giving stalker, absolutely, change address. It's giving restraining order. Never call him again. I'm moving out.
Jesus. Well, what's the moral of the story if there's a moral?
I mean, what Lala said, I guess you can shoot your shot anyway if there's interest, but I guess you got to figure out if there's interest.
And we have to also know how to read the room.
Yes.
Like, guys sometimes don't know how to read the room.
That's why I asked what he looked like, because, you know, she could be just joking and fun because he's the cab driver. But if he's not handsome, she might be like, never. You know what I mean?
But looks don't matter when it comes to guys.
Yes, they do.
For a girl?
Yeah, I'm hearing that looks don't matter.
Well, my assistant, Brittany, over there said her friend likes, what did you say, Britt? Medium ugly guys. And I had to understand what exactly
I'm medium ugly.
I don't think you're medium ugly.
Yeah, I'm medium ugly.
You was medium ugly. You evolved a little
bit. Still medium ugly.
You evolved. You was medium ugly.
You glowed up.
Yeah, you glowed up a little bit.
A medium rare ugly.
You're medium rare now.
So you know what my mom used to always say? She said, cute guys come with ugly problems. And I always remember that. She's like, you keep wanting to go after the cute guys, they come with the ugly problems.
What did your father think of that?
They're not together anymore.
That's why she said that. So what do ugly guys come with? Ugly babies. All right. We got rumors on the way?
Yes, we have some more stuff going on for sure. We have to talk about MC Lyte getting her music catalog after her divorce that she's talking about. There's a lot to talk about.
And girls trip too.
Yes, some exciting stuff about that.
It's the Breakfast Club at Lala's here, y'all. Really morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our guest host, Lala, here.
Laleezy. Hey.
Now, we were talking behind the scenes. Now, Lala and her friends were talking about Love You and I Love You.
Yes.
We said, I didn't want to talk about it. I said, let's talk about this on air, all right? So what did you mean, love you and I love you?
So what we were talking about, and this is an ongoing discussion, is there in fact a difference between saying I love you and love you?
Depends.
Is there a difference? What is everyone's thoughts on that? Now you have people that say I love you is more intimate, or you mean it more, and casually with friends or just people you might not even know, it's like, yeah, love you.
Depends on love what comes you after the love you. Like if you say I love you and I say love you more, which is a lot of that's my response a lot of times. Love you more or love you too.
So is that, but I love you more, or I can change things.
But isn't the I
don't necessarily say I all the time. Somebody says I love you, I'm like, love you more. Like my daughter says, I love you, Dad. I go, love you more.
Love you more.
I don't say I love you more. I thought it's understood that
what
it's
you,
me.
What
it's
you just said is a good point, because sometimes kids just be like, love you, Mom. Love you, Dad. They don't say the I.
Right.
The I is like, right. I know I'm I.
Right. But let's talk about outside of our children.
Relationship.
Okay. So.
Love you. I don't know. If somebody's saying the word love, man, that means something.
And by the way, that's not the case with everybody. Some people, you know, feel like they have love in their heart, but they can just meet someone and say, hey, love you. Or I love, like, everyone doesn't take the I love you or the love you seriously.
Like, love you could be, I guess, like the homie. But I love you is more personal, like Taylor,
more intimate. Like I love you, I as opposed to like, I had a great day today. See y'all later. Love you.
I feel that. When the I is added, it does feel a little bit more
personal,
like
more sensual, more intimate.
If I walked out of here today and I'm like, you know, great show, guys. See you tomorrow. I love you. And it's like, great show, guys. See you tomorrow. I love you.
That's kind of weird.
But like Taylor, one of the producers was here. She was here. She was talking about if she says I love you to somebody and they just hit you back with a love you, it's like, nah.
Love you. What if they say love you too,
Brittany,
though?
What was your take? Brittany, you had a good take on it. What was your take?
Brittany, get on the mic.
Because she had a good take.
Come on, Brittany.
Come on, Brittany. Clean your throat.
What was your take?
This is Lala's assistant. Yes.
Brittany.
I didn't think it was a difference at first. I felt like love you is just like, if I say love you, I love you. Like, yeah. I didn't think it was a difference, but I heard a lot of people's opinions, and they said that I makes it more personal. A lot of people take it real serious.
No, I think you told a guy I love you, and he responded with love you, and he was like, damn, what you mean just love? Where's the I?
No, not me. I don't
believe you, Brittany. I think it's personal.
Love you is more friendly.
Oh, if you tell a guy, I just want to tell you, I love you. And they're like, yeah, love you. No.
What if they don't say nothing back? You'd be like, I love
that's
you. And they'd be like, word.
That's totally different.
That's true. That's a different problem.
It changes things. Mm-hmm. Like, even just in your day-to-day life, you might see people, hey, whatever, love you. But when you're walking around like, I love you, it's different.
I think that's true. Because I'm sure you have friends that you say love you to.
Of course.
But it's not like I love you, like I'm into you. It's just like, I love you because you're my sister. I love you. Tell me you love me.
Word.
Let's talk about the next hour.
This is a great topic.
800-585-1051.
And ladies, please call in. I want to hear from you. Please call in. I love you. Love you. Is there a difference?
All right.
Valentine's Day coming up. Y'all better figure this out before the 14th.
When we come back, we got the rumors. We're going to be talking about Girls Trip 2 and MC Light. That's right. We'll do it when we come back. It's Breakfast Club. Good morning. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our guest host, Lala, here today.
Hello.
Ready to get to these rumors?
Yes, I'm ready. Okay, so this is a great one. Girls Trip 2. They are reuniting for a full cast adventure in Ghana. Now,
it's
that...
just a tease. I play the intro.
Rumor has it. Rumor has it.
Call out a name.
Gossiping on your chatty pants.
This is the Rumor Report.
I mean, I guess we on the Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Yes. On the Breakfast Club.
Lai was shooting. Go ahead, Lai.
Yes. Okay, so... Girls Trip 2 reuniting for a full cast adventure in Ghana. So everyone's so excited. The writer, director, producer Tracy Oliver said that it's happening. Everyone's coming back together, and it's most likely going to take place in Ghana, which is, I'm not going to say the new hotspot, because Ghana's been the hotspot for holiday and everything. I mean, Charlamagne, tell us, you were there.
Yeah, I know. This was my first year going. The first time I wanted to go was a couple of years ago when they had the, I think it was the, I forgot what year, anniversary of the Door No Return. But yeah, I went this year, and I mean, it makes a lot of sense. Like, Ghana got the Afro Future Festival, and I know the budget was, what, $19 million for the first Girls Trip?
Yep.
This one's going to be at least 50, 60.
Yeah. Crazy. Shout out to Will Packer, Shayla Cowan, the whole crew over there. I mean...
You know, I went to the script club in Ghana, and I was thinking, like, the last time I think I had been in the script club before Ghana might have been with you.
Was that when you was picking up the money off the floor?
A decade ago.
Was that when you was picking up the dollars off the floor?
We went to G5 in Miami.
You haven't been to a strip... So, wait, tell me about the strip club experience in Ghana.
Oh, it's amazing. And it's amazing, and your dollar is this currency over there is the cedi. I think it's like 10 to 1 for American dollars. So you get 10 cedis for every $1. So my cheap ass was in there balling.
I'm sure you were.
And it was nothing but Afro beats playing. It was an amazing time.
But I love the idea of setting Girls Trip 2 there, because
me too.
It allows people who might not have ever have the experience of going there to see what it's like, experience, you know, the culture through the movie and just the incredible cast and everyone who's a part of it. Like I said, Packer, Shayla, and the crew over there, they just do such amazing work.
And it's going to make more people want to go over there.
Yeah, and I mean...
So I thank God I already got me some property over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's going to be the spot for
real. I mean, for Christmas, New Year, that's all I hear about is Ghana. That's where it's at. And also, you know, girls always say the guys over there spend a lot of money.
Really?
Lala, we don't have to find you a man. I mean, every 5 minutes. Jesus Christ.
No, but I'm telling... Okay, let me tell you something.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
No, I mean, you got... Listen, you're not girls. You don't know what's going on out here. Usually,
you don't know what I identify as.
Okay, fine. Usually, a lot of girls I talk to, not all, a lot, have an African sponsor somewhere in their roster. Like, it might not be the person that they're out and about with all the time, but somewhere in their roster... I'm putting you guys on.
There's an African sponsor.
So you saying that it ain't always a scamming email that's coming through. Some guys better check these emails.
Yeah, there's an African sponsor.
There might not be a scammer from Nigeria emailing you, your woman. Wow.
Goodness gracious.
I'm putting you guys on.
Now tell us about MC Light.
All right, so MC Light is granted her full music catalog after a lengthy divorce battle. It's finally finalized. So shout out to her. I mean, you know, it was in her prenup that she got to keep her music catalog, and that's how it should be. That this couple met on Match.com, and they were married in a low-key ceremony, and about not even a year later, they, you know, filed for divorce and split up. So that didn't work. Although I hear a lot that Match.com and these dating websites really, really work. I would like to say...
Have you tried that? Have you tried one yet?
Man, Brittany, come on, man.
I have not done that yet.
Are we about to do For the Love of Lala?
No, wait. Let me say something.
You not tried it yet?
I want to speak from a somewhat personal experience.
Okay.
My dad met his wife on plentyoffish.com. She
I heard about that
lives
stuff.
In England.
Really?
He moved to England.
Mm-hmm.
And she's an amazing person. What I'm about to say is not what makes her amazing, but come to find out, she was a millionaire.
Oh,
so
oh, wow.
He got everything in one. So this online thing, when it works, it works.
Well, what's your Plenty of Fish profile?
Yeah, when you gonna try?
To the people.
No, I've never done that.
Match.
Christian Mingle?
Christian Mingle is a good one.
I've never done that. But you know what I've been hearing about a lot lately? Matchmakers.
Yo, like, lies, crazy.
Lie. Lie.
No, I'm telling you, matchmakers.
Please, we're gonna have to get live by the time.
See, again, this is a world you guys don't know about. Your people pay people to match them up with high profile.
Do you know how many guys like you, Lyle?
I understand. Why does everything have to be about me? I'm talking about people in the world. There's a lot of single women in the world who would welcome this information. You can pay a matchmaker to match you up with an entrepreneur, a mm-hmm. CEO of companies. A mm-hmm. lot of these guys in these positions feel like they don't get to meet people. They don't go out, or they don't have the swag. They are hiring matchmakers.
Okay.
And you sit down with the matchmaker, I've never done it, and you give your whole profile and what you're looking for, and they actually match you up. This is good information for single women
out
there.
Would you do
it? I wouldn't do it.
Okay. Why not?
Because I'm still at a mindset like, I can meet people on my own. Like, I don't have a problem in that department. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need someone else to tell me, oh, this matches with that. Like, I know when I vibe with somebody. I don't need that. But there are a lot of people who are in the workplace, work all the time, don't get out. I'm a person, I go out, I have fun, mm-hmm. I mix, I mingle. A lot of people don't do that. So they need help in that department, which is why people go to dating apps or why people hire these matchmakers. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Would you guys get on a dating app if you were single?
I'm married, La.
I don't even want to have to practice that habit.
You were single. Okay, so we don't even go there?
Not even doing
that.
I'm not playing that game.
So we don't play?
Nope. That is your rumor report.
See what happens when you're out the marriage game too long.
My goodness.
You forget the rules.
Charlamagne, we give that donkey to snorter.
Oh, man.
Again?
4 after the hour, we need Ron DeSantis and the Florida Department of Education to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with them, please.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Your company has goals this year. Find the right people to help you achieve them with ZipRecruiter, where 4 out of 5 employees get a quality candidate within the first day. Try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast. ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast.
This don't be a donkey, because right now you want some real donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Hold on. Stop this. I need the Florida intro for this one. Give me the Florida intro, right? Please. Need the Florida intro. Just want to do it right. Come on.
You make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
All right.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the Day. With Charlamagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Well, Duval, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, January 24th goes to Governor Ron DeSantis and the Florida Department of Education. First of all, I would like to say I don't like this headline I'm seeing on CNN. The headline says Florida gives its reasons for rejecting proposed AP African American Studies course. It's not the state of Florida. Okay, it's government officials who represent the state of Florida. But what does your Uncle Sharla always tell you about Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. But this isn't the crazy citizens of Florida. Well, not all of them, okay? This is the crazy government officials in Florida. Now, if you haven't heard, Florida government rejected a proposed advanced placement course focused on African American studies. Oh, basically, they don't want blacks to know nothing about blacks, okay, if they are not teaching it, okay? If the hunter is not allowed to tell the tale, then the lion shall not learn, all right? You know that old African proverb, when tell the lion tells the story, the hunter will always be the hero. Well, this is the part where they muzzle the lion, all right? Won't be no reading, writing, and roaring on they watch. Now, the one-page document appeared, a one-page document prepared by the Florida Department of Education says that it rejected a proposed advanced placement course because it included the study of topics like the movement for black lives, black feminism, and reparations, and it questioned the inclusion of certain black authors and historians whose writings touch on critical race theory and black communism. Can I give you an example of a lesson they don't want taught? The state objects to the inclusion of writing by Robin D.G. Kelly, a professor of American history at UCLA, who warns that simply establishing safe spaces and renaming campus buildings does nothing to overthrow capitalism. She not lying.
At all.
I mean, those are steps in the right direction, but changing the label on poison to holistic medicine doesn't make it not poison. Now, Florida also said the cost framework for the study of reparations has no critical perspective or balancing opinion in this lesson. I feel like y'all think I'm lying. Okay, so let's go to CBS Miami for the report, please.
Governor Ron DeSantis facing widespread outrage over his administration's rejection of a new course on African-American studies in the state's high schools. In a statement released to CBS News, a spokesperson for the Department of Education said in part, quote, in its current form, the College Board's AP African-American Studies course lacks educational value and is contrary to Florida law. If the course comes into compliance and incorporates historically accurate content, the department will reopen the discussion, it says. The governor was in Fort Myers today and made no mention of the decision. The course, which has been tested at 60 schools across the country, aims to expand the advanced coursework offered by the College Board into the study of the African diaspora in the U.S. College Board, the organization behind the course, responded with this statement. Like all new AP courses, AP African American Studies is undergoing a rigorous multi-year pilot phase, collecting feedback from teachers, students, scholars, and policymakers. We look forward to bringing this rich and inspiring exploration of African American history and culture to students all across the country.
When has the white man ever given us historically accurate content about us? Can I tell you something? I think the act of blocking African American studies is disgusting because it literally is saying the quiet part out loud, which is simply, we don't want you Negroes knowing nothing about nothing, okay? It's a tale as old as time. Shoot the nose off the Sphinx. Don't teach black people anything except how African American history began with slavery. As long as we keep them dumb, deaf, and blind to who they are, they will never know what they can be. Oh, it's the Lion King, baby. Okay, the whole chapter of my last book, Black Privilege, is about how the Lion King was based on the history of black people in America and how when we came to Western civilization, we didn't know who we was until Rafiki woke Simba up and reminded him. And that's what this is. Okay, Rafiki may be coming in the form of AP African American Studies, and the government of Florida is not having it, okay? We gonna keep these Negroes eating bugs and singing Hakuna Matata when they know damn well it's a lot to worry about. Now, here's the thing. Back to my original point, okay? I believe the act of blocking African-American studies is disgusting, but we can't depend on white institutions to educate us about us, okay? Teaching us about us has to be on us, all right? That should be learned in the home. Because the reality is, you're not going to hear about Malcolm X, Nat Turner, Denmark Vesey, James Baldwin, and no public schools, okay? They're going to give you some MLK Jr. with a side of Rosa Parks, and that's that. Now, Ron DeSantis spoke to why he is against the African-American AP studies. Let's go to ABC 10 for the report, please.
State Governor Ron DeSantis is speaking at a press conference today. He addressed the recent rejection of an African-American studies course at Florida high schools.
This course on black history, what's one of the lessons about? Queer theory. Now, who would say that an important part of black history is queer theory? That is somebody pushing an agenda on our kids. And so when you look to see they have stuff about intersectionality, abolishing prisons, that's a political agenda. And so that's the wrong side of the line for Florida standards. We believe in teaching kids facts and how to think, but we don't believe they should have an agenda imposed on them.
The governor goes on to say that he and his administration were outraged earlier this month after banning that AP course, arguing that it violates state law and, quote, lacks educational value.
Now, I can agree with Ron DeSantis. There shouldn't be any political agenda involved in black history. And I asked someone who is way smarter than me, what is queer theory? And they said intersectionality. You know, think studying roles, James Baldwin being, gay. You know, how that played a role in his life. Totally understand that. Queer theory makes perfect sense there. I love James Baldwin. You know, the panel conversations between him, Bayard Rustin, and Malcolm X are incredibly insightful, but I don't feel as if they focused on identity politics the way this generation does. They were all black first, and mind your own business about who they sleeping with second. But that's the type of stuff you can learn by teaching the class, okay? And you can't really teach the last 20 years of black history, you know, without BLM, which was founded by members of the queer community. So I think the difference between now and then is that Bayard Rustin, James Baldwin, they were members of the LGBTQ community, but it wasn't mentioned. But now it would be. So what do we have here, ladies and gentlemen? A classic case of the white manning. Okay, this is what's been happening since we got here. All right, always trying to erase our history. So what's the answer? Yeah, we can and should raise hell about this African American studies class being blocked, but don't just focus on what the white man isn't allowing us to teach in his schools. Focus on what we are teaching our babies at home. Can we please let Chelsea Handler give Ron DeSantis and the Florida Department of Education the biggest hee-haw?
Hee-haw! Hee-haw! That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back, we're taking your calls, 800-585-1051. We were having a conversation behind the scenes. It started with Lala, who was our guest host today.
Who's trying to get a Valentine, clearly, this morning.
We were talking about the difference between I love you. Talk that talk! I love you and love you. Those two terms right now, we were saying that I love you is more personal.
More intimate, more personal.
Intimate, more sensual.
Love you is more casual. And people are saying, people aren't putting as much thought as they used to when they say love you. It's just like saying goodbye or hello or love you, love you, love you. That's it. But I love you is very different.
And we're going to talk about that when we come back. What's
is it
your
the context of I love you? Because I tell friends I love you.
Who?
What do you mean who?
Oh,
a lot of my friends, you I never tell told I love that. You. I don't love you. Don't look so hurt about this.
I'm hurt.
Okay?
I'm hurt. But we're going to talk about it when we come back. And yes, it might be the context. I don't think I've ever told a friend I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Love you.
It just feels different when you say, I love you.
It depends on context. You butt naked on top of somebody or they on top of you? Yeah.
800.
If you're butt naked on top of me and you say, love you, I'm getting out.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Pull out your phone.
Call in right now.
You call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Break it down.
800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage. A 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken, Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two, Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Riley Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got our guest host, Lala, here.
Hey. That's right.
Now, we were talking behind the scenes, Lala and her assistant, Brittany, were talking about I Love You and Love You. Now, where did this conversation come from and what are your thoughts?
Just because casually a lot of people say, you know, love you. And we were like, is there a difference between love you and I love you? And I said, I feel like I love you is more intimate. It like means more, where nowadays people have love for people. So it's like, hey, see you later. Love you, which is fine. But the I love you makes a difference. And especially going further in relationships. If you're texting somebody, it's like, I love you. And they write back like, yeah, love you too. It's kind of like, damn.
No, I agree with a lot because, especially since the pandemic, where so many of us have been dying, I tell the people that I love you. Sis, I love you. Bro, yo, I love you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't have a problem with it. But when I say I love you, that's only for mom, dad, wife, kids.
I think context matters too, though, because if those people you just named, those, you know, significant family members, those immediate family members, if they say love you, you know the I is there already. You know what I mean? Right, so they don't have to say I love you. Like, I don't think I love you means like I love you any less than I love you.
So if your wife got off the phone with you and just like, I love you,
I'm cool with that. Because I know she love me. You know what I mean? Like, I love you is some intimate stuff.
That's what it says. Intimate. Yeah. I love you.
Yeah. When was the last time you heard that, love?
I love you.
Yo, shut up. What's wrong with you, man?
I do. I hear it. I hear it. I might not say it back, but I hear it.
Jesus.
Lala, I don't love you, hoes. That's what she's telling you.
Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this? Hello? Hello, hello?
Hello.
Hey, Dee. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Talk to us this morning, Dee.
So I just want to say I'm really happy that I got through. I never really get through. But I just want to say that I don't think it matters, but half the time, because some people are different. Everybody is different. So you just have to feel out how that person is. Because what if, you know, you're dating a person and they're about to leave, and for the first time they just say love you? I feel like that would be just as significant as if you were sitting down face to face and they said the words, I love you.
But you're coming from a relationship where the man has never said I love you, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But how long y'all been together?
We were together a long time.
Damn. And he never said I love you?
He said it the way I just said it.
Love
but
you?
But there was never like a sit-down conversation like, I love you.
Okay, so are you still with this person?
I'm not.
All right, next.
Damn. Sorry, mama. Jesus.
No, I don't mean it.
Hello, who's this?
Hey.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, it's Jenny. This is Jenny.
Hey, Jenny. Talk to us. What's your thoughts on love you and I love you?
So I think I love you is definitely more personal.
See?
I know that when I tell my children, my husband, my siblings, my parents, that I love them, I use the I. And if I'm talking to a friend, I may say, love you.
Right.
Right.
I'm the same way.
Right.
I got to start thinking about this more because I never
no,
thought
it's
about
something
it.
To think about.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up, man? This is Mont Mees at Detroit.
Hey.
What up, though?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. What's up, though? Talk to us.
What's up, man? I'm just confident in love, man.
Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, man. These young guys, they even love. Like, they just tell you love. I tell you, bro. Love you, bro. I ain't even know how to accept that first, but I love you is different because you can't just walk around telling everybody I love you.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
I do agree with that. People say love you now like they're saying goodbye, hello.
Correct.
People could say love you and really not even mean that. It's just another form of like a greeting or a goodbye. It's like, all right, love you. But when you're like, I love you, it's different.
So we shouldn't tell our friends I love you? Like, I don't feel like that's intimate. Like, because what y'all saying, if I love you means that much, I got to start saying I love you to my friends. Like,
nah, I love you.
Love you.
Just love you.
Love you.
Love you, bye.
But I'm just saying, people, more and more people casually. There was a time where when you said love you or even I love you, like, it really meant something.
Yeah.
Now, love you can be very casual now. Like,
I'm going to tell you what you got to listen for.
Love you.
You got to listen for that love. When somebody just says love, they really don't mean nothing.
Oh, what, love?
Yes, when they be like love, you be like, I love you. Like,
or
love.
When they write it L-U-V. That doesn't mean much.
Damn,
L-U-V.
Man.
L-U-V.
Well, 800-585.
And when they say yeah. Not like YA.
Yeah.
Love y'all. Love all y'all. Love y'all.
Love ya.
800-585-1051. We're talking about I love you, love you, and love y'all. Let's talk about the differences. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
They're around trans rights.
Correct.
So, you know, are y'all going to have that same energy when she performs in Arizona? Y'all going to have that same energy when she performs in Florida, Georgia? Mm-hmm. To be honest, you know, America or any of these countries, you can find all types of reasons to not perform anywhere.
Correct.
Right? So folks gonna have to relax and find pockets of joy where they can. Like Beyonce is clearly an LGBTQ ally.
Supporter, huge supporter.
That's right. So why not use that as an opportunity when she comes to these states or even these countries that have anti-LGBTQ legislation? How about like use that as like a rally?
Right.
You know what I mean? Where everybody gathers, not just LGBTQ, but everybody gathers and we find pockets of joy where we can. That's what a Beyonce performance is, a pocket of joy. So everybody should just relax and hope that pocket of joy comes to your country,
our
state.
You know, and that's crazy that you said that. You made a good point. Yeah, we talk about Dubai, but what about our own backyard? What about those places here?
What about your backyard? You had your backyard wide open yesterday for a colonic. You know what I'm saying?
What?
And there was no polyps there. What I'm simply trying to tell people is there's polyps in every single place you could possibly go. All right? I think it's like, is it 13 states in America that have anti-LGBTQ legislation? It might be more, especially regarding trans rights. So once again, keep that same energy when she performs here in America in certain states. Are we going to tell her not to perform? Or are we just going to go out and get that joy when we can?
Absolutely.
Because in this country, you just got to experience joy when you can.
Right.
And Beyonce is definitely joy.
And I hate when people are fake outrage, especially somebody with Beyonce who's an ally.
Exactly.
Who's a supporter. It really irks me.
You know she's an ally, but you're going to jump it down her throat? Like, why?
That's crazy.
What is she supposed to do? Go experience the pockets of joy when you can. Treat it as a rally. Everybody, LGBTQ community, everybody who supports, you know, the LGBTQ community, when Beyonce shows up to your town, shows up to your country, treat it as a rally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody show up, you know, and support.
Now, also, R&B singer Sammy, you remember Sammy?
Yep.
His mother is accused of shooting and killing a 27-year-old woman. Now, according to investigators, Sammy's mom, Baxter, admitted to deputies that she was shooting at cars that day because she believed the cars were following her. Now, you can tell she might have some mental problems because she was shooting at random cars as they were shooting, as they were passing by. And one of the cars that was passing by was this 27-year-old girl, and she was shot and killed. Sammy actually spoke about, he put something on Instagram. He said, in consideration of the recent news, I would first like to express my most sincere condolences to the family of Miss Collier. I understand the severity of the allegations, but I do not have any additional information at this time. I respectfully ask to respect his privacy.
Man, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. You know what I mean? To have your mother in a situation like that, to know that your mother is dealing, you know, with some type of, you know, mental health issues. It's like, I don't even know what you're doing in that type of situation.
I mean, that's what it sounds like. She thought somebody was following her, and she was probably shooting at the person that she thought was following, which was probably nobody. And she hit this woman. She was shooting at cars, and it's just a sad case. So
because you got so much sympathy for the victim, mm-hmm. right? But then that's still your mom, and you know right. your mom got issues as well. You know what I mean? It's just like whoa. I don't know, man. So I'm just sending healing energy to all parties involved, man. The families of the victims and Sammy.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that is your rumor report. When we come back, we got the People's Choice Mix. You can get your request in 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Looking to turn a small bet into a big payday? With DraftKings Sportsbook Same Game Parlays, you can pocket more cash when you combine multiple bets from one game. Download the app, sign up with code ENVY, that's ENVY, and get a special offer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ ENVY, Charlamagne the God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Lala here, our guest host.
Lala-leezy.
Yes, we've been having a good time this morning.
How's it feel waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning coming here?
It's like the initial alarm go off. You're like, oh, I can't do this. But once you get up and get going, now I have like all the energy.
Okay.
Yeah, but you get up early because, you know, you're an actor.
Yeah, I get
actress.
Up early.
But she's a mother,
times.
Too.
Yes.
She gotta get the, she gotta get, I was gonna say the baby to school, no, but he's no baby.
Ain't
no
damn baby. He's taller than you.
He
I know.
Wakes
he
me
is
up.
Taller than me. He's taller than me.
He's 15, 6'4.
Wow.
And the new season of BMF is
New season of BMF is out right now, so it's been crazy. Episode 3 just dropped. It's definitely a roller coaster ride. And shout out to everybody that's been tuned in to BMF.
And also, if you missed it yesterday, Sherry Shepherd joined us, and she discussed us on the show and how nervous she was coming up here. Let's get that on.
So they told me, my publicist when I was there, she said, well, they got two guest hosts, TV personalities, Tiffany Cross and Angela Rock. Now, the two ladies walked in front of my door, and I jumped up, I ran out, and I said, hey, Tiffany, hey, April, as in April Ryan. In my head, I said, hey, Angela, but what came out of my mouth was, hey, April. Angela looked at me, she said, it's Angela, and I was like, and it's so hard to explain to people. I am really not good with names. I got facial blindness. So it's like, if I look at your face, it's just a nose, eyes, and a mouth. There's no like distinctive features for me. But that takes too long to say when you say somebody's name wrong.
You know, I saw that whole exchange happen.
What?
I was standing right there. I'm the one that brought Angela and Tiffany to the green room. I thought it was hilarious.
I know you did.
She said it with so much confidence. And I guess you felt bad about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was it, but she was a good sport, and Angela Rye was cool about it, too, mm-hmm. so it wasn't that bad.
Well, Angela didn't like it.
No, she didn't.
She didn't necessarily like it.
You know, Angela's super like cool. That. She is everybody. He's like, she didn't like that. Right. Nobody would like that.
When we come back, we got the positive notice, The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got our guest host, Lala, here. You coming back tomorrow?
Yes, I'll be back tomorrow. We got a lot more to talk about. Also, I wanted to shout out the new Eddie Murphy, Jonah Hill movie I'm in with Lauren London, Nia Long on Netflix. It's called You People, directed by Kenya Barris. We're super excited for that one. That's coming out on Friday, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
On Netflix. Yep.
Netflix.
You got a positive note?
I do, man. The positive note is simple. It came out of a conversation that we had with Sherry Shepherd yesterday, and it made me think about this. The only way to find your voice is to use it. Okay, finding your voice is about having the confidence to know you matter so you can use your voice. So don't be afraid to use your voice until you find it.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death, we all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When George Floyd got killed, I started reading a book called The History of the United States. And that's when I saw that Christopher Columbus was just as racist as Hitler. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either. Here we are, season three of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either. In season three, we connect the dots from the enslavement periods to things happening today. Binge season three of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either, on the Black Effect Podcast Network, the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.